this month's, you know, event is guest spotting is former WWE superstar and current TNA superstar and former world champion, Mr. Anderson. So I'd like to know is what can be expected from his appearance this weekend, and also what's the match card coming up this weekend?
Well, hopefully Mr. Anderson shows up. The spot was canceled tonight. He's rebooked for tomorrow morning, so I'm hoping he's there. The match card is as follows. Obviously, if Anderson shows up, he'll take on Rick Boy Riley in the main event. Joey Ace defends an Unlimited title against Logan Black. Preacher John Cannon takes on TJ Marconi. D.A. Kidd and Benjamin Quinn take on Bill Nasir and Darius Carter. Kyle LaBeach makes his Words Wrestling debut and takes on Jay George, unpredictable Jay George. Cross and Gallo, who are the WWE Heavyweight Champions, together. And Jason Karloff. The other defender of the WWE Tag Team titles against Danny Mosh and Havoc, Puerto Rican Beat Club. Don Finesse take on the Carino Brothers. Chris Steeler versus Anthony Gangone versus Chris Payne versus Smiley versus Mark Quinn in a five-way multi-man match. That's the card for Saturday, and it is also the women's show that takes place at 3 p.m.
So, that seems like a pretty good card, and being that you guys set the bar so far in every event that I've seen and every event that Review Fix has covered, you guys keep setting the bar higher and higher. How do you feel about going into this weekend's event?
Good. I just wish the weather wasn't so bad. I'm getting tired of this snow.
Yeah, it's a killer.
Yeah, tell me about it.
And you guys are running another event at the end of this month, on the 21st, right?
The 21st, it's at 5411. Amboy Road or 3411, I'm not quite sure the exact address, that Lady Star of the Sea. And yeah, that's 8 p.m. on March 21st.
You said, where's that at exactly?
Lady Star of the Sea, I think it's either 54 or 3411, Amboy Road.
And will there be any, like, former WWE superstars or TNA talent?
No.
Is any independent talent that's also out there? Will they be making any appearance, or is it just all you guys from the card and from your regular locker room?
Just us on that card. It's more of a charity event.
Oh, all right. Sounds good. And I've talked to like a number of your locker room talent, and they all seem to be 100% behind you. They all trust in you. They all believe in you. And so, how much does that help knowing all that and running these events month in and month out? That does it give you like a real boost into doing that and continuing to do
it? It's stressful. You know, it's good that the locker room's behind me, but still a lot of work to be done. You know, you still want things to go smoothly. And you still got to worry about who's going to no-show. Your show coming up this weekend, we've got like two or three guys that can't make it, and then they got to replace them. You know, it can be a headache after a while.